So good morning to everyone on this lovely Sunday morning. So this morning we're going to talk about the problems and difficulties that we all experience. And so we all are individuals and are separate individuals, but we all experience problems and difficulties. So today we'll look at where these come from, and then furthermore what can be done about this, and how one can deal with the difficulties we have and transform these difficult situations. So that's in brief what we're going to look at today.
So what in the world? There are a huge number of problems that we as individuals experience, and many of them are common to all of us. Some are not common in our particular situation, but other people do experience. So we all experience problems and difficulties relating, for example, to mental happiness and unhappiness, to our mental state, towards in relation to our own health, and problems to do with our material world, so to do with our own resources. And this would be where one's struggling to pay the bills or struggling to feed one's family. And then in other parts of the world, there are problems to do with severe violence, such as in internal conflicts, as in civil war or war between peoples and nations. And then, of course, many individuals also experience physical conflict with others. And what's much more common, though, is verbal conflict, where people speak to each other in inappropriate ways, in harsh manners. So these kinds of problems and difficulties are experienced throughout the world, and we all have some experience of them. So in this way, we can see that there are so many different types of problems and difficulties that we all experience.
And
디나신 발미기 내서다 디마직 망보지 갑날 강아 망보지 소소 미기지 거로 봐. 미기지. 대등하고 미지비 강아 차대 그래.
I think of some of the problems in the world that we know from watching the news. We see that there is warfare between nations and between peoples. We see the tremendous violence that's been perpetuated in the Rakhine state of Burma. We saw the terrible gun violence in America that repeatedly comes into the news, especially in the last few days. So all these kinds of problems, these kinds of problems, they are not, they don't come about just naturally. They are man-made problems. People intentionally engage in these kinds of harmful activities.
Other problems in the world which that people experience great difficulties from would be more on the side of the natural disasters again that we've seen in the news recently, but these, as well as other areas where they're experiencing drought or they're experiencing floods, these also have a close relation to man-made activity, in that this whole situation of climate change and global warming, this is coming from man-made activity. All the man-made problems in the world that we experience and others experience, they all come about from causes, and these causes being man-made problems, these causes are within humans, within men. So these then come from the motivating minds that lead to these activities. So if we look at all the various minds that we all have as humans, they are, or as sentient beings, then these are a vast number as well. But if we come back to three principal causes from which everyone comes, all of these problems and difficulties follow, we'd look at minds of attachment, minds of anger, and minds of confusion or ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Then let's look, first of all, this mind of attachment, this root, one of the roots of all these problems that are experienced in the world. So what is this mind of attachment that we all have? So this is a mind that says, I want this, I want that, I want that. And from this, we engage in activities that lead to problems and difficulties for ourselves and others. So this is the mind that says, I want more money. I want this particular object, I want a better living area. It's always this motivation of I want. And then through this, we engage in activities that bring harm and suffering to ourselves and to others. So one would engage maybe in deceitful behavior so as to get ahead in business, and maybe take advantage of others so as to get something that one wants. So this all comes from this motivational mind of attachment.
Dan chada chabati and so so gear so so ligore and the chiso male ligore and to gihab yahoo and to gihab la di gugu san jedin shen gihab la nevi jawa and some mataji shen gihab shandal nevi ne so so gihab the yahoo and dia jihad at the yungorwadi.
And so depending on one's role, then one expression of this mind of attachments can have far-reaching effects. So we can have experience of this on an individual level, but also on a national level, because national leaders have these same minds, and they act under these minds, influencing other nations. So you'd have all international conflicts coming from this mind of attachment. I want this for my country, and then this. From this mind of I want for my country, for my community, for my group, then conflict follows.
So
that was looking at the mind of attachment. So to look at the second mind, a mind that leads to harm for others, or the mind that wants to harm others, that explicitly wants to harm bring harm to others. So this, of course, leads to warfare. It leads to wanting to expel a certain group of people. It leads to seeing a certain group of people in a particular way. It leads to wanting to develop armaments so as to ostensibly protect one's group. But, of course, when these are used, it leads to the direct harm of others. So this all comes from a motivating mind, a mind of wanting to bring harm to others.
Yeah, that... Yeah,
先要先那边三百姑娘郎就吃过面了，屋那边三百姑娘郎就先在我们家的，先没睡啊的，先刚刚这样的的，现在的那个刚刚这吃上，安尼用过的，告诉我的，那边三百的，安尼吃过一个三百，得了得那用过了。When you think about these two motivational minds, this mind of attachment, this mind that's I want, and this mind that wants to harm others, from this, so many problems that we experience and that we observe elsewhere come about. So whether it's stealing, whether it's warfare, whether it's physically harming others, whether it's a sexual assault, whether it's verbally abusing others, all of this comes from motivational minds such as, I want this, or the mind that wants to harm others, to push others away. These are two of the major causes of all the problems and difficulties that we experience as well as that we observe. Because from these motivational minds of desirous attachment and this intent to harm, from these, of course, these minds are not just held dormant within us or arise and stay just present within our minds, but they are expressed outwards. And so from this, one engages in a wide variety of activities so as to achieve all these things that you want, or to push away all these things that you don't want, to harm others, to keep them away. So from these minds, all these varieties of physical activities, verbal activities follow. The third of these three primary root minds from which all the problems and difficulties come from is this mind of confusion or not knowing or ignorance. So this is here where one doesn't know which is the better, more beneficial path to follow or activity to engage in. So should we be doing this? Should we be doing that? And from this confusion, from this not knowing, then one again engages in activity that brings harm and problems and difficulties to oneself and to others. So just to summarize then, the three minds from which all the problems that we and others experience, the three minds that lead to all of these problems are this ignorance of confusion, this mind of harmful intent, as well as this desirous attachment, this mind that is expressed as I want. So it's from these three minds that all problems and difficulties that are experienced come from. Once one has come to see that it's from these three minds that all problems and difficulties that we experience come from, then it becomes very clear that these three minds, as the root cause, need to be eliminated. Because through their elimination, then all the problems and difficulties that are experienced are eliminated.
And then, this is the mewa suyoko hukore, this is mewa suyokala, tapshi kariwa res.
And then, of course, the thought will come, so now if I've identified the cause of all problems and difficulties, and I understand that therefore that cause needs to be eliminated, of course the thought then comes, so how do I do so? And the solution to all of these, eliminate all these motivational minds from which problems and difficulties come, is education.
Yeah,
This is because through having a good education, one will be clearer in terms of what one should engage in and what should one should rather avoid. And thereby, knowing what is more beneficial to engage in, one will not encounter these problems and difficulties. And knowing what one should avoid, then again, one will not encounter problems and difficulties. So therefore, the solution is education. So for example, this mind of desirous attachment. So if through education one will come to understand what this mind is, and that from this mind what problems and difficulties come about, and one will also come to understand that depending on the strength of this mind, then the problems and difficulties one experiences can be proportionately so much greater or more subtle. And similarly, the mind of anger or harmful intent. So through education, one will come to see that this mind only causes problems for oneself as well as for others. And then one will also, through education, come to rather understand what is a more skillful way to deal with situations and what is a more skillful way to bring about benefit in this world. And in terms of the mind of the ignorance of confusion, so here, again through education, one will come to understand all the problems that, and difficulties that follow from not knowing what is a beneficial or a skillful way to engage, and how not, or how to avoid engaging in habitual ways which are harmful. So then one would have the question. So through education, would this alone lead to the elimination of all man-made problems? So not only through education would one be able to eliminate all man-made problems?
Yahoo
Education itself is a tool for this tool to be skillfully for this tool to be a very powerful implement. It requires someone to use it. And it depends, therefore, on the skill and the ability of the person using this tool of education. So, for example, if outside here there's a fantastic car, whether it's the latest and the greatest or a classic, but the car itself is fantastic, if it's going to go forward or left or right or backwards or crash or not, is dependent on the skill of the driver. So similarly with education. Education is a tool, and its successful application is dependent on the skill of the educated person. So therefore, this potentially powerful tool of education, it is dependent on the skill of the person. Just having the concept of education there is insufficient. People need to become educated and thereby become skilled in the application or the use of their education. So if you take a couple of illustrations, so for example, in the world there are now, these days there are many powerful weapons that have been developed, whether they are the most powerful, such as nuclear weapons, or if we've seen now recently in the news how powerful firearms have become, and firearms that people in America anyway can purchase. So we've seen what has been developed, and these have, of course, have all been developed by very educated and skilled people. But just their mere development on their own doesn't lead to their destructive use. That requires other people who are educated, who have been trained in how to utilize these weapons and utilize them to the extent that we have observed. And of course, this isn't just the case for weaponry, but in terms of all various fields of scientific development, such as in agriculture, there's been tremendous change in terms of agriculture. And so this is dependent, of course, on skilled scientists who have become educated and are utilizing their education so as to develop great changes in agriculture, and but that development alone wouldn't have brought about any impact on society. That was then dependent on other people who are skilled and educated in how to utilize these developments. And from that, then we can see an impact in society by the bountiful food that's available, that all varieties of all types of food seem to always be available, and many other developments.
Ah, Denegi Pasu Dragi, Anjigi Tar and Butroy and Alamsan, Jogolia Tuyada, Denegi Milia Pandobe, Chembu Yedikinji, Tishella Rikti, Denegi, Susigors, and Michi Yukin Sigora, Mother Lobjon, you can see you can dig a cigora. Jesadi Shin Di, Koyasil Bishitan, and that Milia Shian, Rashin, Pembigi, some Pembigi, Pembi Chotilia, and Bishitan, and that Denegi Zuriki, Shin Yuan. Jesan Pembi Rik Java, Lap Chembu, do you dear? Shin Yuhing Dugore, Nebi Jawa, La Bajaji would never shoot Chambu Dugore, because I shin the Yuhing Dugore, Jesa, shin the Bishop down to work, Jesa, shin Dilla, Bishop Dilla, Dusachola Bishopana, Duga Mambote to work, Yasachola Bishopana, Pema the Yahushu Bishop down to work, Jesa, shin the Bishop and Lata to see the Tishas.
So what we see here is that for, the modern technology that's being utilized in the world, it's dependent on being created by skilled and educated people, and then secondly, being used by skilled and educated people. So to look back at the development side, so here the motivation of the person who is engaged in the development of all the various forms of modern improvements in the world is particularly important, because the same kind of product can be utilized by can be developed by someone with a good motivation and to lead to benefit in the world, or with a very different motivation and therefore lead to harm in the world. And here we can think of, for example, chemical development, and this has led to many advances, good and beneficial advances in the world, but also harmful developments in the world, such as some of the drugs that are cultivated by people with scientific education. So generally speaking, then we can see two stages here. So there's the expression of education in terms of the development of goods, and then the expression of education in terms of the utilization of those. And we've seen that at both stages, one's motivation is particularly important. So if scientists or engineers are wanting to produce something that can do good in the world, then they will do so. Or if they're wanting to produce something with that will bring harm in the world, then that can also be done. And likewise with someone who is utilizing the products. And if one has a good motivation, someone will use an ordinary thing in a good way. But we've also seen how people with a very harmful motivation, such as in the terrorism that we've seen in the West, they can use something very ordinary, such as a motor vehicle, in a very harmful and destructive manner. So what we're seeing here is that the motivation is particularly important in both the development of, for example, modern technology, as well as its usage. So a motivation that leads to harm and problems in the world is a motivation that is dominated by minds of such as harmful intent, or minds such as desirous attachment, or this ignorance of confusion. Whereas a motivation that wants to bring benefit to the world in either the development side or the usage side, this would be a motivation dominated by minds such as love and compassion.
那在一个弟子一样，就一米级别刚刚养出的，搞养出的牛毛吧，对下当，俺那现在那边三百的里里个嘞，来养的，加上先别去当俺的困难级别去当俺的，工农现在那边三百过年浪，现在呢，让来吃吧，吃不完过年浪节，俺那现在别去当俺的，现在那边刚刚讲也利用了，但加上现在那边三百过年浪节，俺那现在别去当俺的，春边呢，陈杰这个忙活对不起，俺那现在对不起啊！当俺那现在那边三百个姑娘，那些姑娘地方给俺这个嘛，迷茫了呀！俺那这个继续写写，迷茫吃上初级，俺那马甲就要当。等于说，第一现在那边三百个姑娘，那些现在别去当，你继续念不写，等于俺初级教了学的，等于说呢，让些你个来刚刚忙不这个的，就像吃不完给塞的。 恰巴的个呢，做这个加拉的古古的阿尔边族，另外来，俺那几扎嘛，现在你们那什么大些，点那个，俺加拉这个毛毛水些，再学毛毛加，但点那些呢，枪捏他了，说把枪了，说把了，点那这扎嘛的装些呢，点那些呢，现在刚刚毛毛水过了，第三个现在那边三八单，俺那恰巴第二个点那用过了，第三个当然都第二的没了水过，恰巴，但么着当然了，马上呢。
So if we think about what we've heard here and relate it to either our own personal experience or what we've seen in the world, we can observe that through education, one can develop fantastic technology these days. But depending on the developer's motivation, they can be developing things that will bring about harm and destruction in the world, or they can be developing things that will change the world for the good. And likewise, those who utilize their modern developments, they, if they have a motivation to bring about good for their loved ones or in the world in general, then that will follow. If they have a harm motivation where they're not concerned about others, then problems and difficulties will follow. So this then comes down to these minds of desirous attachment, this mind that wants, I want, and is concerned about oneself. Because how this is expressed is that one is not concerned about the impact on others. One is only concerned about what one oneself or one's own group gets in return for one's endeavors. One doesn't really care about what happens to others. If others are harmed, well, that's too bad. If others are benefited, well, that's nice for them. But that is not one's concern. And this is, of course, clear with a mind of harmful intent, where one, due to wanting to get what one wants, one pushes others away, one harms others, talks to others in an inappropriate manner, or physically harms others. So therefore, these motivational minds of this desirous attachment of I want, of this mind of harmful intent, or this mind of ignorance, these are what need to be abandoned. So in the same way, if a driver comes to the realization that based on their experience of their own driving skills, they need to improve, then that driver will engage in a training course, maybe going back to driving school or having a friend correct their mistakes. So they first need to come to an acknowledgement that they can do better, and then secondly, they need to use this newfound knowledge, and they need to train and improve and develop. So similarly, if one comes to see the importance of the motivation
behind our activities, then and one comes to see the harm that comes from not cultivating a good motivation, not overcoming harmful minds, then it's only in dependence on seeing this that any change can come. So firstly, one needs to come to see the harm that comes from minds such as desirous attachment and anger, and the benefits that will come from not having these minds, but having contrary minds, minds such as love and compassion. And then one would train in these minds, because through having minds such as love and compassion, then whatever one engages in, then benefit will come for oneself, as well as for society as a whole. And not only will benefit come to others and to oneself, but one's own problems that one experiences will be greatly reduced, as well as the problems that others experience, they too will be greatly reduced. So therefore, we see here the two key steps. There's a need for education, for knowledge, and there's a need for a beneficial motivation to be guiding the use of that those skills, the skills that come with education. And if one has developed this guiding motivation of altruism, then from such a motivation and utilizing one's education, then one's own problems and difficulties will be greatly reduced, and benefits will come to society. Again, from our own experience, we've observed that there's great variety amongst people, and some people are naturally kind-hearted, some people are naturally gentle and relate to others in kind and gentle and skillful ways, and others do so from time to time, and still others even less so. But what we can see, though, is that everyone has the capacity to relate to others with love and compassion and kindness and placing the needs of others before themselves. So we all have these minds within us, all of us without exception. But certainly though, for some, these minds are very strong and dominant and pervade them in all their activities. And others it's a bit more sporadic, and others less frequent. But nevertheless, we all have these minds within us. We all have this potential. When we think of this variety in the world, it's not necessarily that those who are particularly gentle and loving and kind came out of their mother's womb like that. So people who do have this natural way of relating to others with love and compassion, they will have trained in this, they will have developed these skills and abilities, and they will have been able to express whatever education they have and skills they have. They are now able to utilize these or express themselves through these with minds of love and compassion and be of benefit to others. But these motivational minds of love and compassion, they weren't necessarily born with them as strong and dominant as they are now.
Rather, they trained and they developed them over a course of time, seeing how it's beneficial to relate to others, seeing how it's beneficial to speak to others, and how to bring about harmony in relations with others. So these skills and abilities were developed over time, were trained in over time. To bring about change at the level of our motivational minds, this then requires training. So this training, it means repeatedly thinking about the benefits of love and compassion, the faults of minds as desirous attachments and anger. Or in other words, to meditate repeatedly on the to cultivate through meditation repeatedly these minds of love and compassion and altruism. And if one engages in this training repeatedly over a sustained period, then through meditating on love and compassion, these minds that we already have within us, these will grow in strength. And as these minds become more powerful and more dominant, or in other words, as we become more habituated to these minds, then the contrary minds, the opposite minds, minds such as selfish minds such as desirous attachment or the wish to harm others, these minds will all proportionately weaken. So we have these virtuous, beneficial minds strengthening, and proportionally, then the harmful, selfish minds, they weaken. And as one continues to train in this way, to meditate and cultivate these minds of love and compassion in meditation, then this change is experienced first in meditation, and one starts to be able to give rise to minds of love and compassion in meditation much more easily and much more quickly. And accompanying this, these minds will then stay present within us. They won't dissipate or weaken as quickly as they did before. So this shows the strengthening of our habituation, of our familiarity to these minds of love and compassion. And proportionately, the weakening of their contrary minds, selfish attachments and anger. Then, as we continue further over a sustained period, training in these minds, meditating on these minds of love and compassion, then they will start to be present more and more out of our meditation, when we arise from our cushion or from our chair, and then we will start to see that the way we relate to others changes. How we first, the mind that first arises when we meet someone, a more joyous, happy mind, no matter whom we're meeting. And then the way that we relate to them, the way that we speak to them, this will start to change. And as we continue in our meditation to develop our familiarity, our habituation to love and compassion, then we'll see the impact on others changing. So even when we are in difficult circumstances, our mind will stay calmer and more peaceful and more gentle. And our wish to be of benefit to others will grow. And not only this wish, but then our confidence in terms of acting out on this wish and voluntary engaging with others and being there for others and helping others when we can. And not only with this wish, but also our skill and our ability to be of benefit to others in a skillful manner. This too will come about. So this whole progression of change comes about through meditating repeatedly over a sustained period. And then new habits come about, and these will then get experienced not only in meditation, but also in our daily life.
제대로
Generally, in the world, the kind of education that is received in the education system tends to be focused on how to develop the external world. There's very little talk about developing a good motivation to be of benefit of others. There's very little talk in the education system about the faults that come from minds such as desirous attachment, this mind of I want, or the mind of anger, this mind of harming others, of pushing others away, or from the ignorance of confusion. So there's very little emphasis on this, if any at all, in the regular education system. So hence we see this expressed in the world today. The material development is quite astonishing, but the internal development is somewhat lacking. So and this can be, everyone who's been to school, of course, will know this. There's not much guidance that is given in terms of the benefits of being harmonious with others and how to bring this about, the benefits of being kind to others and how to be kind to others and why one should be kind to others, and how to develop a mind where you naturally want to be kind to others. So there's very little focus on this in the regular education system. The Buddhist education, on the other hand, there's no attention given at all to the development of the external world. The emphasis is solely on the development of the inner world, on how to bring about minds of love and compassion. And first of all, why one should bring about minds of love and compassion. And before that even, coming to see what minds we do currently have, these minds that currently dominate us in terms of our motivating influence, these minds of attachment and anger and ignorance. So that is the focus on the Buddhist education system. So it's quite the opposite.
Because 수불이 팸바지나 소소를 강아 세지여 바이나 디 세겐 미디 타시시나다 나보이나다 예수이나다 최케멜해지나 수이네 디제네렌사나 마주 코들 칼라지나 코 디 카지들레나 카지제와요 말에 나보들레 나보제와요 말에 아니 예수지들레나 예수제와요 말에 최케멜렌 사바네 최케멜란바 제와스카요 말 소소스기 에 가리나디 니체레 이네 소소기 되게 삼롯나나나 약을 내다다 가르 판도 여변나 당도 수전을 약해 랭고이나 로프티마 랭고나 랭고고래 랭고고래
유니티 디 그런 기성이데 담보 나처럼 아토디 아타도 타기아레 데니 캐런디 리칼라데니 수이니 선선케 아피마레 디조
지장 아주 낭도 로프존 제나데라 따도 비토노 로프존 제나 최규 토노 로프 최세데 제생니 용고래 제 제사 따로 위터네 로브전 제와라 나고 제과요 말했지 거래. 제상 안쪽에 변에 수입전에 로브전 약부지 내연에 로브전 수신구에네 이전 로브전 렘발라 디기 로브전 거 해주지나 나도 이슈 제과요 말과 거서 로브전 렘발라.
변이서 바꿔서.
얘는 또 나고 지네 거서 로브전 렘발라 거 나고 제과요 말해. 되네 최케 밀레지 콜로브 약부지 거서네.
그
전에 이걸 제과요 말 디나신 안쪽이 안쪽에 가리 토네 예. 만주견 갈구고라서는 만주기 셈이 강아지기 강아 가는 수용구도 네 신고고래 네 매바 수용고래 네 매바 수용상 삼로땅상 지파 로경디 아니 수절의 렘베네 만주기 렘과의 차고래
신 So if you think of the Buddhist the study of the Buddhist religion, so this can maybe be divided into two parts. So there's the part that is particularly Buddhist religious. And so that's relating to taking refuge in the Buddha and the teachings of the Buddha and the community of Buddhist practitioners. So this is the part of Buddhism that is particularly Buddhist religious. Then there's the second part, which is the part of the Buddhist view. And so of course this is also something studied and practiced by Buddhists. But this need to come to understand the nature of reality, this is not something that is exclusive, this need to understand the nature of reality and the benefits that come to from understanding this isn't something that is exclusively needed by Buddhists or something that only Buddhists can come to know. So for example, the food that we eat and that benefits our body and sustains our body, so this would have been grown by a wide number of people, grown and produced by a wide number of people. What their view is doesn't matter, whether they're Buddhist or Christian or Hindu or of no religion at all, doesn't matter. We eat the food, our body is benefited. So similarly, in terms of Buddhist philosophy, whether someone is a Buddhist or not, whether someone is of another religion or no religion at all, this doesn't matter. The Buddhist presentation of philosophy in terms of what the nature of reality is, and the benefit that comes from knowing this and applying it in one's life, this is something that can come to all people, whether they are Buddhists or not. And this is because all of us have the experience of problems and difficulties, and we all need to come to know not only where that the problems and difficulties we experience come from, but how to eliminate them. And so that is something that we all have in common, no matter what our own personal philosophical view is.
And
So we've come to the end of the talk, so I'll just briefly summarize the essence of what we've looked at today. So we spoke about that the problems that we experience are almost exclusively man-made problems in this world, and that these problems have all come about due to actions motivated by minds that only lead to harm, minds such as desirous attachment, this mind of I want, this mind of harmful intent and anger and frustration and annoyance, and thirdly, this mind of the ignorance of confusion. And it's from these that all problems and difficulties come about. And then we spoke about the method to overcome these, and that is the method of education. And in particular, as the problems come from a harmful motivating mind, then the education needs to address that. The education needs to be in the context of the mind. And so it's only through coming to understand the mind well that one can change the mind, that can one intentionally change the mind. So the education that we need so as to bring about inner happiness for ourselves and be of great benefit to others is come to understand these minds that lead to suffering results, these minds of anger and desirous attachment and ignorance. And then whilst we come into understand these well, we also need to come to understand their opposite minds, the minds that bring benefit to ourselves and bring happiness to others as well. So these are minds such as love and compassion. And then in conjunction, all at the same time, in conjunction with coming to understand what the harmful minds are and what the minds are that bring benefit and happiness, we then at that same time need to engage in the practice of training in the cultivation, the development of these minds within us. In other words, we need to meditate repeatedly and over a sustained period, because it's through meditating that we'll be able to cultivate these virtuous minds, these beneficial minds of love and compassion, and make them stronger and stronger within us. And thereby, we'll be able to weaken the minds that bring harm, the minds of selfishness and anger. And if we do this repeatedly over a sustained period, we'll start to experience more inner happiness, first in meditation, and then also out of meditation. And this, of course, is not going to be a permanent change. We will experience some benefits, and then these happier minds, these more gentle, peaceful minds, these will dissipate again, and we'll be more of our habitual selves. But as we continue to train and develop ourselves, then these minds will become more dominant and more long-lasting within us. And then, when we are becoming more habituated to them, we will start to act under the influence of these motivational minds. We will speak to others with more love and more compassion. We'll want to engage in activities to help others, and we'll be able to do so more skillfully. And this all comes about through continuing in our meditation to develop these minds of love and compassion, and especially when our meditation is on the basis of ongoing education in terms of coming to understand these beneficial minds, as well as how skillfully to develop them, as well as coming to understand these minds that bring harm
and these minds that bring problems to ourselves and to others. So in this way, this combination of ongoing education, ongoing meditation, then there will be tremendous benefit for ourselves, those around us, and society as a whole. So that's in brief what we looked at this morning. So then we'll end here, and I just want to say thank you. I've enjoyed the opportunity to meet you all this morning. Our time is up, so there isn't really any time for questions. But nevertheless, thank you for coming, and I'm pleased to have had this opportunity. Thank you.